I don't think they can justify the benefits. And I would even argue early on that the costs didn't justify the benefits because there were much better targeted precision ways to deal with COVID-19, even in the early days, because not all activities lead to the spread of COVID, and draconian authoritarian measures such as separating parents and children really never made sense. Now it's become really completely untenable, because what we have now are more contagious variants like the BA2 version of Omicron, and you have a population that is starting to be tired of these measures, especially when they see the rest of the world opening up and being able to resume pre-pandemic life. It becomes harder and harder to justify these types of measures when we have vaccines, when we have antivirals, when we have monoclonal antibodies. So I suspect this is something that they're going to have to eventually abandon. It was not a strategy that was in line with the virus, because the virus is not something that can be eradicated or eliminated. You can't just wait it out. It was always going to come back at some point. And you would hope that they would have vaccinated their population to a high degree, but they unfortunately did not.
Look, we have been fighting the pandemic for over 2 years now. We here in the United States and people in many other parts of the world are now in the so-called new normal status. Now that we already have the tools of vaccines and medications to deal with the virus, why the Chinese are still clinging to a method that seems to many is unnecessary or unsustainable?
That's a big mystery to me, and I think it probably goes back to political reasons, that this is a policy that they've been executing since the beginning, and they don't want to move from it. Maybe because they think they will be criticized for adhering to it for so long. But I think they need to do what's right. I think they need to change their policies to a more sustainable, targeted, precision-guided approach that relies on vaccines and other medicines and does not use these blunt authoritarian tools. I think they need to get to that level if they're ever going to be able to engage with the world, because there's always going to be a baseline number of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations. The goal has never been to eradicate a virus that's impossible to be eradicated. The goal is to make it milder, make it more like influenza. And that's what the vaccines, the monoclonal antibodies, and the antivirals do. So they need to drop their political posture regarding COVID zero in its success, because it isn't a successful approach. And it is something that they need to get rid of. The quicker they do, the better off the Chinese people will be.
Dr. Dalgia, if you were asked to advise the Chinese government, what actions do you recommend for them to take in Shanghai?
The most important thing they can do is encourage vaccination among their high-risk population. That's what's going to keep their hospitals from getting overwhelmed. That's something that's been lacking in much of China. The elderly population is not very well vaccinated. That's the number one thing to do. Secondly, I think they should stop trying to use very authoritarian means to enforce quarantine and isolation. This is a much more manageable infection. I think people can be advised what to do. We know that not all activities, for example, spread COVID-19. For example, outdoor activities, outdoor transmission, not a major driver of infection. People that are on isolation and quarantine can be outside and not have major risk to it. They need to be much more guided by the actual science of transmission instead of using blunt tools that treat every activity and every person as the same. They need to be precision guided, and they need to effectively use the vaccines, especially mRNA vaccines.
Do you think the Chinese president will hear from you if you say this to him?
I don't know. I hope so. I hope that they're open to taking the science on transmission and epidemiology and changing their public health policies in order to fit them. Because the Chinese people have suffered for too long with this pandemic. And I think that authoritarian measures are no way to perform public health. We have much better tools than we did in the early days, much more knowledge, and our public health policy should reflect that.